Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Let's get this party started. Hello everybody, I've just had some big fat technical difficulties. I've just spent the last like 10 minutes trying to work my laptop out. It wouldn't record the sound, anything, wouldn't do anything. I were a little bit fumed, so I was ready to pack it all up and do it tomorrow, but I watched a YouTube video that helped me sort it out. So do you know what, everybody? Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit like that right now. Ready to push on, power through, let's have it. Right, little pre-warning, I've got a bit of a cough. Oh, guys, I'm fuming. I came on because I was ill to the depths of illness, and now I resurrected back to full health, eating fruit, vegetables for every meal, like being healthy, keeping healthy, vitamins, this, that, and the everything, and then I'm feeling fine. I've not been anywhere. I went shopping once with my sister. I've not done anything other than that. I've lived in the sanctuary of this home. All of a sudden, yesterday, and it won't frigging stop. I just have like a little cougher. And it's not, I don't think it is COVID, because that's like, it's more of like a chesty cough than a tickly cough. But it's, right now it's a bit tickly as I'm saying that actually. So if I do little coughers throughout, we'll just have to forgive. All right, you won't catch anything through your headphones. So let's just forgive, because I'm past the point of no return here. I'm just had enough of this illness. I got better and then it's got worse, and I've had enough. But anyway, right. The topic of today's podcast is something a little bit more serious, because I feel like I've just done like, I can't remember what I did before. What did I do before the one with my sister? Can't remember. Not good. Oh, I've got my book in front of me. Shall I have a look? Right, so episode 8 with my little sister. Oh, that were dating before that one. Yeah, so I've not done anything like really serious. And this is something that I've wanted to speak about for like quite a while. And I want to do a disclaimer first. So some of you are probably there like, right, okay, this little like skinny white boy is going to sit here and talk to us about body image. Like, what a fucking joke that is. Like, I want to preface this whole podcast by saying, I'm not speaking about anybody else's experiences but my own. I am under no illusions that I'm not overly huge and that I'm not overly tiny. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like everybody has their own experience with body image and their own, you know, issues with it. And I'm going to talk about mine. I made this podcast because I want to talk about dumb fucking things. I want to talk about funny things. I want to have a laugh with my mates. I want to meet new people. But also because I want to talk about serious issues that I care about. So do you know what? I'm going to frigging talk about it. And you're going to listen. No, I'm joking. You don't have to listen if you want to. But to be honest, I would really like it if you listened. Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start that can't compete. Guys, wait. Sorry, here we are. Sorry, I got a bit excited and I coughed. I was home alone with my sister this weekend. My parents went to the Lake District. All COVID rules, they're allowed to. There's barely anything over there, so they're allowed to travel here and far and everything. They just go and sit in a caravan by themselves. But anyway, left me and my sister by ourselves, so we were fine. Martha, who was in the last video. And I was sat in the kitchen and I just record myself all the time, like doing stupid little things. And I recorded myself singing one thing. Do you know that Miley Cyrus? Why'd you only ever call me when you're high? I know it's not a Miley Cyrus song, but it's been going around TikTok. Guys, I don't mind saying it. I was floored by my talent. I sounded sick. I sounded well good. I was in shock. I ran upstairs straight away to Martha. I was like, you need to listen to this because I can't sing. I'm under no illusions. I cannot sing. But that one note that I did was good. So do you know what? See me on X Factor. Actually, no, because we don't like Simon Cowell. But just see me making my own singing career. Every podcast, somewhere in the middle of it, I'm just going to sing a full song, full set. And you have no say in the matter. Right. Anyway. Yeah. So body image. Right. Let's. As usual, gone off on several tangents. So we're going to, talk about body. So, when I was younger, I was, like, skin central. I was so skinny. My parents used to take the piss out of me all the time, saying that I looked like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Because I was literally just skin. And... Oh, wait, I didn't do it.
Get that out of my face.
Oh, I pressed the wrong button anyway. I don't even know why we're doing that. But I was literally just skin and bones. Like, I genuinely was. I was so, like, thin. I was, like, weirdly thin. And not by, like, I did, like, eat and everything. I just said, like, I don't know. I was just, like, naturally thin, I guess. And it was never, like, not... I was, like, topless all the time. Didn't give one. I used to do gymnastics, as we know. I'm very sporty. And, yeah, like, building up muscle, doing that, loving it. And then I stopped doing that. And I remember the very first time that I ever felt conscious about my body. Because obviously, growing up, you don't give one. Like, you're absolutely... Well, most people, anyway, that are, like, don't have, like, body issues from a young age, like me. Like, I didn't give one. I didn't give a shit. I was, like, paddle around, this, that, and everything. Didn't give one. And then I remember... sorry, we're coughing. I remember I went to a swimming event. What's it called when you go swimming? What's it called? A gala, swimming gala with scouts. Oh, I used to be in scouts, me. Oh, Boy Scout alert. Boy Scout check.
I just want to be me.
And yeah, I was in scouts and I did a swimming gala. Guys, bear in mind, right, I need to tell this story before I go through anything. Right. This is a bit bad, this. So I'm awful at swimming. But I didn't realise I was bad at swimming. I had like 3 swimming lessons when I was really young. And then I didn't really. And then I'd just go on, like, holiday and, like, float about a bit. And, like, I always wore, like, flippers when I used to go on holiday because I used to think, like, oh, they go so fast. Like, swim central over here. So I go to this swimming gala, fully opt into it and everything, thinking I'm going to give it big licks. Absolute. What's that big swimmer Olympian called? Michael Phelps. Absolute Michael Phelps, me. Absolute swim central. Do you want me to do butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, front crawl? I'll do it all. That rhymed. Oh, I like that. But honestly, I was giving it big licks. Did not give one. And I got in that pool. I couldn't swim for shit. I couldn't do one length. I was drowning. They had to get a stick, like a long stick, to come and for me to grab hold of. Because I was drowning in the water. And everyone was laughing at me. It was not good. But yeah, so they had to get a stick. And yeah, it wasn't very good. But at that event, so I stopped doing gymnastics in like year 6. And then from then, I did 0 exercise. Because I was young, I didn't really give a shit. And I remember this was in like year 8, I want to say. And or like year 7, I don't know. And I remember there was like a boy like said to me like, oh, Max, you're chubby. And I remember thinking, like, piss off, like, what you on about? I'm chubby, like, I'm skinny, what you on about? Chub, absolute chub-a-wub-wub, chub off, you big chubster, like, I was like, that's a bit rude, that, but, like, at that time, you care so much about what people think about you, don't you? As a kid, especially imagine being around, like 5 other boys, all of which were, like, quite muscly, and I'm there, like, probably whittling away, like, probably was a bit chub, and, But I remember thinking, like, why do you even care? Like, that's so weird. Like, I don't even think about stuff like that. But then it got to me and I just remember thinking, like, you know, like, this is a bit odd. This is a bit not good. But that's the very first time that I think about, like, when I think about body image, that's the very first time that, like, I ever felt like something actually, like, upset me or, like, got to me. Do you know what I mean? And then went through high school, and it was, to be honest with you, I didn't really have many issues with body image. I was, like, prepubescent. I was the funny guy at high school, which, if you know, if you were the funny person, then you know that nobody sees you in a sexual, like, nobody fancies you, nobody anything, because, like, you're just there to make a dick out of yourself. And that's fine. I was fine with that. So I kind of, like, didn't feel any, much judgment from people about my body, because, number one, I didn't have my body out. Number two, if I felt any judgment from anybody, I would just quickly, like, think of funny things to say to distract from them. Like, that's just what I did. And then start to get older, obviously, and you start to, like, think about things a lot more. Like, it's just, yeah, and, like, you just get more in your head, and you start to think more and more about, like, oh my gosh, like, so this person's getting with girls, like, I should be getting with girls and stuff like that, like, blah, 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 we've all been through that. And then in order to get with girls, you have to look good, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, blah, 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 not fun. And then my friends started to go to the gym. And I remember, and they were like, oh yeah, like, do you want to go to the gym? And I was petrified, so I just said no. I was, like, trying to act cool, because I'm, like, the funny guy. So I was like, ooh, no, why would I want to go to the gym? Like, I don't need to go to the gym, like, that's weird. But realistically, I was just scared of the gym. Don't know why, I feel like a lot of people are, but I was like, scared of the gym. So I didn't go to the gym, and they all started to go to the gym and started to get muscles, and then I was like, ooh, don't really like that. So then I started... So, like, now, I'd say we're at, like, year 11, sixth form age. So what does that make me? Like, 16, 17 years old. And this was when I started to, like, panic a bit. And I remember, like, I used to, like, look in the mirror and just be, like, think I was, like, fat and, like horrible looking. I really did. Like, I never thought I was huge. But I'm never gonna think, like, oh, I'm the fattest person ever or something. But I just remember being very upset with what my body looked like. And I think, you know, like, it comes with, like, at that time, it was, like, very much, like, Hollister was a big thing. And then you go to Hollister and there's, like, the naked boys, like, on the, well, not naked, but, like, topless boys, like, everywhere. And then, like, my friend, like, the people around me in school are starting to go to the gym and, like get with girls, and, like, it just became that whole thing. And then I started to, like, feel like, oh my god. But then I was simultaneously scared to ask for, like, help with working out, to go to the gym. I was terrified. So then we had a treadmill in our garage, so I just used to go on that, and I just used to think, like, oh, like, if I run, then I'll, like, gain muscle. I don't know why I thought that, but didn't happen. But I would go on the treadmill. And then I started to download certain apps. And I remember there was an app, I think it was called, like, My Fitness Plan or something. And you put on, like, what weight you were. So I, like, snuck into my mum's room and, like, went on her scales and weighed myself. And then I put in, like, what you... I was like, I want to lose a stone. And, like, looking back, that's, like, mind-blowing to me. I was not, like, heavy whatsoever. And I wanted to lose a stone. Like, just because... So then I'm looking at it, and it's saying, like, right, you need to eat, like, 1,000 calories a day. So I'm like, well, fuck. So then I'm start eating, like, nothing. Because it literally would tell you, like, right, in order to do this, you need to, like, do this and do that and everything. Like, you need to do this much exercise, eat this much. And then that's when I started to develop a bad relationship with food, I think. Prior to that, I would go in, like, I would, like, eat whatever I wanted. Tea time, I'm having this, I'm having that, I don't care. And then I'm going upstairs to my room and everything's sound. Whereas then it became a thing of, like, right, I'm not eating this. Like, I'm not eating that. Like, oh, can you, like, how much, like, asking my mum, like, how much calories are in this, like, checking packets and stuff. And it's just not good. And it's not, like, it's not healthy looking back, obviously. But at the time, I had no idea. I just thought, like, that's what you do. This is what this app's telling me to do. So... I'm just going to do it, when realistically...
Get that out of my face.
Like, it's not healthy. It's not healthy at all. And then with that, I was doing, like, more exercise on the treadmill. And then I found myself getting more and more just tired, because I used to, like, eat snacks all the time, and then I just wouldn't all of a sudden. And then I remember throughout sixth form, something that I would do is binge eat. And I would get into my room... and I'd like have my like my counted out calories and everything. And also at the time, I kind of like felt good about it. Like, yeah, like I'd say to my friends, like, oh yeah, this app, like it's blah, 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 like you do this on it. And I remember this girl, I won't say her name, but that I was like used to be friends with, she had it as well. And we would like talk about it with each other. And like looking back, it's just like, it's such a shame that that's, I don't even know that that's like, and my body didn't change at all. I just like lost fat, but I didn't, in my head, I wanted to like gain muscle and look more like these guys in these pictures and stuff. But I didn't understand how it works and I was too scared, like I said, to ask. So then I got into the cycle of like binge eating where I wouldn't eat. I would literally like starve myself. I'd have like one Weetabix in the morning and then like I'd have like them Belvita breakfast biscuits to last me all through. I'd have like one, or I wouldn't even have breakfast. Then I'd just have one Belvita biscuit and it came like three in a pack or something, like breakfast bars. So I'd have like one slice like as soon as I woke up, then another one like 2 hours after, and then another one like 2 hours after that. And then that would be all that I would eat all morning. And I would be confused as to why I was like tired and everything. And it's just like, I look back and it's so upsetting to me. And I just remember I used to like look in the mirror and be like, I just hate this. Like I used to be so fine with my body and not give a shit. And now it's just like turned into this horrible shape that I don't like. I feel like I've got a really like wide body and I don't like it. I don't know. Right. Anyway. So then the binge eating started and I would not eat anything all day. And then I remembered I would sit in my room and just be so hungry. So I read online that if you drink water when you're hungry, like it's supposed to like subside it. So I'd just drink shitloads of water and then it wouldn't work. And then I'd end up going down at night and just eating everything, like a full bowl of cereal, like this, that, and everything, like snacks, and just keep going and keep going and keep going. And then I'd go to bed just feeling sick. And then, it was like, sometimes at weekends or something, I do this like toxic thing as well, where like if I'm hungover or if I've had a drink, I use it as an excuse to massively binge eat. And what I used to do was I'd literally like, if I was like hungover, if it was a weekend, I would know like, oh, you deserve to like just go all out now. Like you've been really good, quote unquote good or weak. And then I would literally have like four slices of toast with a full tin of beans, like half a thing of grated cheese on top of it, and devour that. And then, and this is gross, I would get like a full packet of biscuits and dip them into milk or even water and just like throw them back into my mouth. And the only reason I dipped them into water and milk was because they disintegrated easier, so I could eat more at a faster pace. And then I wouldn't like, it would just be done. And it's like, I'd regret it later, but then it was just like a quick thing and like, I would get them all over with. Do you know what I mean? It's so weird, like looking back, but I used to do that like every weekend, like sometimes on weekdays, like all the time. And I just developed like this such an unhealthy relationship with food. And then, I'm in like sixth form level now. And then I noticed that I would like starve myself throughout the day at school. Not necessarily starve myself. I would eat, like at lunch and stuff, I would eat. But like breakfast, I would try and cut it down. And I would like say to myself like, oh no, you're not, like you're not allowed that. I wouldn't allow myself snacks and stuff. And then when it did become a meal time, I'd go all out and then I'd regret it later. And then basically what I started to do was make myself sick. And I would like, if I was at home, I used to have a room at the top of the house, like in like the attic kind of. So I was on a floor by myself and I had my own ensuite bathroom. So I would like close my bedroom door and then close the bathroom door. I'd go and have my tea downstairs. Which is dinner if you're Southern, whatever. And then I'd eat like everything that my mum had, snacks, everything. And I would literally be eating. And if I ate like a normal amount, like I controlled myself, I wouldn't think twice. And if I knew I was overeating, I would make the conscious decision that, yeah, I'm going to go upstairs and make myself sick. So it's fine. I'll just carry on. And I'd be like, right, so I've eaten this full plate and then I've had this Kit Kat and now I really fancy some Ben and Jerry's. So do you know what? I'm just going to do it. And then I'll just be sick like in like the next half an hour. So I get to taste it, but then I won't even like gain the like negatives of it. Do you get what I mean? And that's just like wild that I did that. And then that became a thing that I would do like once, twice a week, like often. And I want to, you know, I want to preface this, like, so that I later found, so I didn't know really that this was an issue, that it was like a thing or something like that. And it's what it is called bulimia. If you don't know, it's like it's a disease. But personally, I don't think I had bulimia. I think that, you know, bulimia is a really serious disease that causes people to get like so ill. It takes so many people's lives. And I don't think I ever got to the point where what I was doing was like, obviously it was unhealthy, but it didn't make me into a person that would do it like every day. Do you know what I mean? It got like, so I just want to preface that. I'm not saying like, woe is me, like I had this. I'm not like claiming a disorder. Like, I don't think I had bulimia. I didn't even know anything about it until years later when I had a conversation with my friends that still sticks with me to this day, which I'll talk about later. But that's when I first found out about it, and I was like shocked because I didn't know that what I was doing. I thought what I was doing was like clever. Like, I was like, I get to eat all this and then just go and be sick and then it's fine. Like, I was literally like, I've smashed life. Like, this is sound. And I didn't realize that I was like creating such a negative like idea of food in my own head, if you get what I mean. I don't know if I'm making sense, but you know, I did it for a while, and then I remember thinking like certain things would happen. So like, when I'm sick, it's a production, guys. Tears streaming. I hate being sick, but then I got used to it after a while. So I would just like stick my fingers down, and I knew that if I like held them there for like 10 seconds, then eventually sick like food would come up. But like, when I'm sick, it's a full production. Like, my face goes bright red. Like, and what started to happen was that blood vessels would pop under my eyes. So I'd get like red marks underneath my eyes. So then I started to steal my mum's concealer and like put it underneath my eyes, because I would have like, I'd look like a crackhead, like full like red like dots and like burst blood vessels underneath my eyes, because I put so much pressure on my face when I was like retching. And then that's kind of when I started to think like, oh, this is a bit dodgy, this, but like, oh, well, whatever. Do you know, I really didn't think twice about it. And it's mad looking back, because like, I just did not think twice about it. I was just like, oh, it's just like this thing that I do. And it's like quite clever, really. Like, you should try it. If you feel like you overeat, then just do this. Like, it's an easy fix. And like, I look back and I'm like, how the fuck did you think that? Like, that's so dumb. But you know, I guess I just didn't know. And one day my mum caught me with her concealer, and I just had to pretend I were putting it on a spot, because I felt too weird saying like, yeah, I was sick yesterday and now I've got red marks underneath my eyes. Yeah, like it's, you know, it's not good. And that's, you know, this is quite a lot why I want to like speak about stuff like this, because somebody might be listening now that's doing a similar thing, that thinks it's just like nothing, but like it is something. And it's like, that those kind of like behaviors and stuff still stick with me to this day, even though you wouldn't think it necessarily with like what I post on like social media and everything, I guess, and like how I act as a person. Like, you just don't assume those sort of things about somebody. But I didn't really understand it about myself. Like, I didn't know it was an issue. I didn't know what was going on. But yeah. And then so I did that like pretty much all throughout sixth form. Like, I would make myself sick even before nights out. Like, if I had a big meal and then I'd be worried like, oh, I'm gonna look bloated in this top, I'd just make myself sick. And then I'd go out and then I'd get really, like, people used to wonder like why I'm so like randomly smashed on nights out, probably because I'd sicked up all my tea that I'd eaten before it. But then I went to Bristol and I got my first boyfriend. We spoke about that, but he introduced me to like going to the gym. And I needed that. I just needed someone to like show me around and everything and make it not scary. And then that is when I started properly like taking care of myself, like properly working out for the first time. And I felt so good about myself. And I was like properly healthy. I wasn't sick half as much. Like, at that point, I was pretty much only ever sick if like I'd really like eaten a lot, or if I was like going on a night out, like I said. But like, hardly ever as much as when I was in sick form. At all, because I felt good about myself and I was like so confident, to the point where I even, right, this is another story, I did a naked dance off on stage in a gay bar and won a speaker in Bristol, guys. Yeah, I feel like that, I don't know if that one deserves that or a big fat, no! To be honest with you. But yeah, it wasn't fully naked, by the way. I had my underwear on. And the first time that I did it, right, so to set the scene, went to this gay bar in Bristol called OMG, I think it's called. What a creative name. And they were randomly, like, this drag queen was on stage and they were like, we want a boy from the audience up. So obviously I'm cocky twat dickhead over here. So I was like, get me up. And then they had like three other guys up. And then they were like, right, strip to your underwear. And I was like, fuck this. I was like, oh my God. But I was smashed. I was feeling good about myself. I've been going to the gym for like the last 2 months. So I was like, do you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, I'll do it. I had to do like all these challenges and everything. Basically, I ended up winning a speaker. Went again about a month later. I won another speaker. Went again like a month after that. I won a bloody George Foreman grill. And I was walking around the club all night with this grill under my arm. I ended up giving it away because I was like, I could come back next week and win again, so it's fine. But realistically, nah. It wasn't really about how you looked, because I didn't look amazing. It was more so about like your stage presence and like what you did, because you had to do certain challenges. None of it was about how, like, oh, who's the most sexy or anything. It was all about like, right, you may be like half naked, but we're going to make you like hula hoop and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? So it was just like fun and games, but I felt fine doing it. I remember thinking like, I feel absolutely sound. And at this point, I wasn't really exposed to much of the gay community. Like, that was pretty much one of the only gay bars that I'd ever been to. And then I broke up with that, the boyfriend that I was with at that time. And then I got with my next boyfriend and he was like very gym. Like, his body, amazing. And through knowing him, I think I spoke about it before, like, I got to learn more about like the gay community and stuff. And like, I went to like London and different more like gay, but like, where was he from? Bournemouth, I think, or Brighton, can't remember where he's from. And like, went to like places like that and became delved into this like gay culture. Like, suddenly have more like gay people, like, I wouldn't say friends, I'd say like acquaintances, but like, and you just like delve into it. And I was like, oh my God, like, everything's so gay. And then I started to be more increasingly conscious, and I started to like see like gay boys on Instagram like naked all the time, and I felt like shit, and it just got worse and worse. And then I felt really self-conscious about the fact that my boyfriend looked really good and then I didn't really look that good. And then I started to realize like, oh, you're not really good at going to the gym. So like I got into this huge spiral. And then as that happened, that's when the dieting started. Like, I wouldn't eat. Like, we would be watching a film together and he'd have like a packet of sweets and I'd be there with like a go-ahead bar or something, or like a banana, because I'm trying to like keep my calories down. And then obviously the binge eating started again, and then started to be sick more again. And it's like shit. Like, it is shit. But that's just like what happened. And then I remember one time, oh my God, this is a story and a half. Oh my God, you're not ready for this story. I think I've already told this story, actually. No, I've not. I told it on a TikTok live. Guys, this story is probably one of my most, well, it's not, but it's one of the most outrageous stories that you'll ever hear. I don't even know if I should say it. I'm going to bloody say it. Wait, shall I? I bet you're all sat there right now, aren't you? Thinking, go on, tell us. Is that what you're thinking? Where are you right now? Go on, tell me. Say it out loud. Where are you? Are you just walking down the street, or are you on a bus? What you're doing? But you're also thinking, I want Max to say this story. That's what you're thinking right now. I can read you like a book. I can read your mind. I'm inside your head right now. In case you're wondering, I'm inside your head. This is quite fun. I quite like that. I'm just speaking to you. Ooh, wow. What's your name? Natalie. Oh, if one of you is called Natalie, your head has just been blocked. Do you want Ashley? Oh, if you're called Ashley, do you want Katie? Oh, Katie. Katie. I just said three random names then. Right, anyway. Wait, let me take a sip of my water. My throat's getting dry. I haven't really coughed that much. Love that for me. Right. So, I was with my ex-boyfriend. And it was at the pinnacle of our relationship ending. And it was at the pinnacle of me feeling like shit about myself. And we decided to go out on a night out. And we were like, right. And we literally broke up the following weekend. I think like the following day, actually. And we went out and we were like, right, we want to try a new club. This is in London, by the way. So I'm Googling like gay clubs and there's one called XXL. So I'm thinking like, that obviously stands for extra, extra large. Like, what does that mean? But it said like, on thing, it was like dance club, like blah, blah, blah. So I was like, oh, this seems fun. Like, let's go there. Get there. By the way, if any of you listening know what XXL in London is or have been there, I am sorry. Guys, this story is... Right, okay. So, we get there and we're queuing up to get in. And I noticed it's literally all men. But sometimes in gay clubs, that's like, you know, that's the standard. Like, you'll get in, maybe there'll be like a hen party or something. But, you know, didn't think too much of it. Get to the door, 20 quid entry. I'm thinking, what the fuck? But then again, we're in London, so like, let's just do it. Third thing, they make us sign a contract, like a waiver, to go in. I need to sip some water. Actually, I've got a lozenge. Should I put a lozenge in to make me laugh? But will I be able to speak? Right, this is me speaking with a lozenge in. Can you still understand me? Yeah. Anyway, right. XXL, sign a contract. A contract. I'm thinking, why? What is this? But then I started to think, like, oh, maybe it's just like a really exclusive club. Like, I'd been to another club called The Box in London, and that was like really cool. And they like don't like you filming and stuff in there. Like, if you get your phone out to film like a story or anything, you get escorted out. So I was like, maybe it's that kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? Walking. As we're walking through, just like the hallway to get into the club, everyone around us takes the top off, like, to go in, as if it's like a mandatory thing. And I'm thinking, what? Why is this happening? Look to my left, my boyfriend at the time, taking his top off. I'm thinking, fuck this. I'm thinking, no! Oh, like, I just do not want it.
Get that out of my face.
So then I walk through, and I'm thinking, right, not keen on this, but maybe I'll be fine. We'll walk through. Maybe there's more people with not. I walk in. It was a sea of shirtless men. Not just shirtless men, like buff, muscly, sweaty, druggy men. Gay men. Only men. You had, and then it turns out it was men only, this club. And I'm thinking, fuck my life. What have I got myself into? And I looked out of place having my shirt on. I was the odd one out. People were looking at me like, what's he doing? Go to the bar. I ordered 3 Jaeger bombs for myself, probably cost about 20 quid, but I just needed to have something in me to give me the courage to take my top off. I took my top off and I was so upset. I literally was like walking around with my arms folded. I must look so out of place and so, even if I didn't look that bad, my body language, oh, like I must have just stuck out like a sore todger. A sore todger. But yeah, it was really just like, I did not enjoy. And then guys, it gets worse. So we walk in, there's 3 rooms, dance room, pop room, and then it says dark room. And if you know what a dark room is, once again, I'm sorry, but I didn't have a clue. So it says dark room. So I'm thinking like, what does that mean? Like heavy metal music? Like what are we doing here? So I walk down the pathway that says dark room, guys. It's dark, pitch black. And as I'm walking down this like hallway, I'm realizing there's less and less music. Like the music was getting quieter and quieter. And I was like, why is there no music? And then I walk in and there's like, oh God. So I walk in and do you know when it's pitch black, by the way. And do you know when it's pitch black and then gradually your eyes adjust to like what's around you. So I walked in and I could just hear a noise of like, that's what it sounded like. Just like clapping. Nice clap. Nice little, nice little clap. And I'm thinking like, what is that noise? And then I gradually, and I'm still walking. Bear in mind, I've had a few drinks, so I'm feeling confident. Still walking. What's that noise? Ha ha ha. What's all this? Eyes slowly adjusting. And then I grab my boyfriend's hand because I look around. I did a full 360. And I was stood in the middle of an orgy. Yeah. I was stood.
Get that out of my face.
In the middle.
No.
Of an orgy. I was. I really was. And I'm looking like, what? What's going on here? It was dark room basically means a room in a club where people have sex. Apparently, everyone were having sex in this room, and apparently, I just walked into it. So apparently, I tried to turn around, and apparently, it's a one-way system. So apparently, I had to walk through the orgy, dodging naked bullets left, right, and centre, gripping onto the wall, which was slimy. Ooh! Oh my god. Literally getting grabbed by people as I walked through, grabbing my boyfriend's hand, pulling him with me, running out the other side, ending up in the pop room, Kylie Minogue's playing, and I'm thinking, this ain't sitting right with me. Firstly, paid 20 quid entry, not keen. Secondly, contract, what's that all about? I'm not paying for a phone contract, what's going on here? Thirdly, top off, not happy. Fourthly, Jaeger bombs, cost me about 25 quid. Fifthly, dark room, shagging, orgy, slimy wall, walk through, one-way system, fuming. I was just not having it. I was not featuring that night whatsoever. I was having the worst time of my life, and we went home. I was like, fuck this. And then we broke up the next day, so it was a really good trip to London. I really enjoyed it. So yeah, that was probably one of the lowest that I felt about myself. And then it didn't help that the day after that, I was kissing my boyfriend, and he told me, he stopped me from kissing him and said, Max, I'm just not really feeling this. And I was like, okay. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, I'm just not attracted to you. So, that made me feel really good about myself. And I was just like loving life. I was like, yay, love this. So, we broke up then and there. It was horrible. I'll speak about this in an episode that I do about boyfriends. It were horrible. And that really didn't help my body confidence either, to be honest with you. I just started spiraling, went to a club that made me big fat spiral central. Then the next day, my boyfriend, who I was obsessed with at the time, told me he was not physically attracted to me. So all of those things put together didn't really result in a good body image that I had for myself. So then we went back to Newcastle. And, well, no, then I went to Newcastle uni, and that's when I was like, right, fuck this, I wallowed for a while. It was still summer, and I just got big, eating all the time, not feeling good, sick, casual, as we know. And then, I went to Newcastle, basically. I went to Newcastle uni. We spoke about this before, and then I met my amazing friends, and I remember, so I started to go to the gym again, kind of feel good about myself again, got over him, blah, blah, blah. And then I remember we was at a restaurant in Newcastle. If you're from Newcastle and you know this restaurant called Francesca's, lovely little Italian, you can get half a plate of pizza, half a plate of pasta, and it only costs like 9 quid. Absolute love it. But we was at Francesca's and we're all sat around talking. And they were talking about how I just eat weirdly, eat weirdly or something. I'd ordered something weird. And then I was like, I made a joke about something like, I'll just be sick later. Something along those lines of like, and then they were like, what? And I was like, yeah, I do it all the time. Like, if I eat loads, I was like explaining this to them. I was like, yeah, because I like try and be like healthy. And like, sometimes I just like really want to eat this. So then I'll just know like, oh, I'll just be sick later and it's fine. And they were like, what, Max? Like, that's not normal. But I had no idea. So I fully sat there opposite them. And I explained to them that, like, I make myself sick all the time because I overeat and then I'll just throw it up and it's all fine. And they sat opposite me and they were like, Max, that's not normal. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I felt like they were really exaggerating and making this out as a bigger deal than it was. And then I think, so I can't remember what, like, two of the, I think it was my friends, like, Anna and Maisie or something, they explained to me that, like, that's called bulimia, and that it's, like, really serious, and I never knew about it before, and then it really made me, like, question myself, and then that's when I started to realise, like, what I was doing was not okay, and, like, I'd made jokes with them that, like, I had, like, blood vessels under my eyes sometimes and stuff because I've been sick, but I think they just thought, like, I make myself, like, I don't know, that like my body's just sick all the time. But no, I was like making myself sick and I didn't realize that it was even an issue. So yeah, that's when I first realized that what I was doing was not okay. But I genuinely, hand on my heart, did not realise until then. And then I remember thinking in that moment, and this is quite ridiculous, that there was a storyline on Glee where one of the characters, Marley, did a similar thing. But I thought, like, that wasn't the same because she was, like, taking tablets and stuff. So I thought that that was what her disease was. But, like, yeah, I didn't realise. But, like I said, I don't think I have... I don't think I'm, like, bulimic. Or if I was, then I've definitely, like, overcome it. But, like, yeah, I don't know. It's just a bit shit. And then my main issue now, as far as, like, body image, is still, like, not being happy with myself, getting frustrated at the gym, feeling underconfident at the gym, and binge eating. Binge eating is, like, my main one. Like, ask any of my friends all the time. I'm like, yeah, I eat, like, really healthy. I do this. I eat nothing but, like, go-ahead bars. And then all of a sudden, I'll, like, massively go out. Like, that same year with my Newcastle friends, we had a Christmas dinner. And I'd been... It's quite a funny story, really, but it's probably not. I'd been eating really healthily, and I went all out. It was this Christmas dinner. I ate fucking everything to the point that I ended up in hospital. I ate so much food, like binge eating. I do it a lot as well when I'm drinking alcohol because I use it as like an excuse, like, fuck, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to go wild. And I ended up eating so much that that night I went back to my room and I was vomiting all night, but just like acid was coming up. And then at like 4 a.m, I had to go to A&E. And then it turns out because I'd been eating so healthily and like so little, and then I ate so much all at once and unhealthy food as well, I ended up infecting my stomach lining. And yeah, I was like ill for like 3 days, which is quite funny. Like I ate so much at Christmas dinner that I ended up at hospital. But like when you think about it in like the backstory of all that, like, but I didn't realize any of this. Like I can only now look back and reflect on it all and realize what a bad relationship I've had with food and stuff, and like understand probably why it's all happened. But at the time I was just like, oh, I'm a dickhead. Like I've eaten all this Ben and Jerry's, so I'm going to go and be sick. Do you know what I mean? And that's just so dumb. Like it really is. So like nowadays I definitely try my best, like, but I do find myself definitely feeling unhappy with how I look, like body image wise. I think I've made the choice that I want to try and get like a personal trainer or something if I can afford that, because I just feel like I go to the gym and I feel so underconfident and I just don't do much, and then I go home and I'm like, right, you've been to the gym, and then I eat unhealthy, or like I starve myself all day. It's just not a healthy... I'd love to say that I've like come out the other side of it, but I think I still have issues. And yeah, like all I can say is like I'll update in the future, because fingers crossed I'm gonna like fully sort it out now. But I definitely do not make myself sick anymore. When they said that to me, I don't think I've ever done it again. Unless like I've felt sick or something. But I did. I genuinely, and it might sound really stupid, but I did not know that it was a thing. So yeah. Sorry everybody if this has all been a little bit serious. I hope I was at least funny at some points. But yeah, right, I'm gonna go for a break. But yeah, that was my little segment on body image. And after the break, I've got questions and stuff. And then we just use the, you know, we're gonna do the normal format. So I'm gonna have a break and have a cheeky little drink of water because I've got a sore throat. But yeah, love you all lots. Thank you for listening and see you after the break.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello everybody, we are a little bit back. I hope you enjoyed that cutie little break, and I was just thinking then, I hope that this isn't like too much, and like, but I do feel like you know, this is my podcast, obviously. And when I started it, like I said, I want to talk about, like, sometimes serious things, you know, sometimes funny things, funny stories about me, whatever. But, like, if I have, no matter how small my platform is, do you know what I mean? You're listening to it right now. You are listening to it. And you might gain something from this. Like, I get messages all the time from people saying, like, when you spoke about this, like, I really related to it and stuff. And that's all I want to do. You know, I'm not trying to speak on behalf of loads of people, like everybody who has body image issues or something, but I'm just talking about myself. And if you gain anything from that, or like feel some sort of like, you know, you understand it and you feel liberated in me sharing the fact that I have the same issues as you, then that's great. Do you know what I mean? That's great, and we'll get through it together. But yeah, and I'm also like thinking, have I just told too much about myself on a podcast? Probably, but also that's the same as every other episode, really, isn't it? I just say too much about myself. So basically, yeah. Right, we're going to get on with the question part now. And I love this question part. As always, send questions in to belegday.questions@gmail.com, please. I'd really like it if you just ask me, like, send some into the email, because not many people are sending them into... Oh my God, I think a friggin' aeroplane's just gone by. Helicopter mode. Big chopper. But... not many people are sending them into the email address now. Some people still are, but I used to get a lot through the email. And now I think it's because I've started doing them on Instagram. Do you know, where they're like, ask a question feature. Which is fine, I don't mind doing that at all. But, like, I miss kind of, like, getting lengthier emails where, like, people tell me more about themselves and stuff. Ask me a question about anything. It doesn't even... this part of the pod doesn't have to be about, like, the topic. I usually say, like, ask me questions about whatever, but email me questions about anything, literally anything, advice, anything. I'll answer your cue. So that's belegday.questions@gmail.com. Anyway, here are some of the questions that we got. A lot of them are about body image, because I put it on Instagram with the announcement that I was doing it on body image. Anyway, right. So this one is from Matthew Reese, I think. That's how you say it. Do you think people are more scrutinized in the gay community? Six pack, not six flab. Oh, that's a bit of an analogy you've got there. My answer is yes. I don't know. I feel like everybody is. I feel like everybody is scrutinized bar straight men. A lot. No, I feel like they probably are, but nowhere near as much. Do you know what I mean? They gain some weight and it's like, oh, dead bard. Whereas like a woman gains weight and it's like fatty. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then... I don't think that the gay community as a whole receives more scrutiny from, like, everybody. I think that within the gay community, amongst ourselves, there is a lot of scrutiny and a lot of judgment. And my theory of why that is because you're in a relationship with someone that has the same biological makeup as you, often, if you're, like, both cisgendered and everything. And therefore, like... you are aiming for the same goals in a way, so it can become kind of like a competition whilst also being a thing of like you comparing yourself to them. Like, imagine if you're straight now, like out there and you're listening, imagine if, so say you're a straight girl, imagine if you were attracted to girls, you would compare yourself to her more often, just like you already probably compare yourself to other girls. Imagine if that was your girlfriend, and then like you're comparing yourself to her every time that you're together, every time you're in bed together, everywhere that you go, every picture that you get. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like you just get more and more in your head, especially if you're the person in the relationship that maybe doesn't have the... as good of a, you know, what is classically defined as a good body, like I wasn't. So I've never felt more insecure than when I was in my relationship, never in my life. And I think that that also leads into the gay community of us just being, especially men, you know, I can't really speak on behalf of gay women, but gay men, judgmental, bitchy a lot of the time. You know, I am generalizing here, but we've been new. So yeah, they do. They're very judgmental and they will scrutinize you. And like I said, I went into a gay club full of naked men and I felt very upset. So yeah, and I don't really know what the experience is like with women, like with lesbians. I would imagine, purely just because, in my opinion, women are so much nicer, that a lesbian relationship is probably a lot more uplifting than a gay male's relationship where, like, I don't know, girls are just nicer, so they're probably, like, you can probably just be, have, like, more open conversations about, like, any body issues and stuff that you have, whereas with men, that just doesn't happen. So, yeah, that's just my opinion, but obviously I can only speak on behalf of gay men because I am a gay man. Next question, let's have a look. Do you accept the person you are? Are you saying I shouldn't? No. It says, do you accept the person you are? I am gay and basically hate myself. Right. All I can say, this is from someone called George. George, the older you get, the more you accept yourself. Like, you, I learn to love myself more and more every year. Every year that I get older, I'm like, you are sick as fuck. And then next year, I'm like, oh my God, you're even sicker as fucker. You are sick. Like, you are so cool. You're sick. You're everything. And even though half of me is like, you're a piece of shit, you don't deserve that, like, whatever. Delusional self-confidence. Don't ever have that amiss. Just go for it. Go wild, I say. That's what I say anyway. Next question. How do you find the clothes you are confident in? When I used to go to the gym a lot, I used to like wearing like tightly fitted clothes because I thought I had big arms. Whereas now that I've kind of like gone off the radar a little bit as far as working out, I find myself wearing like baggy clothes a lot that like hide my stomach and like my arms because I feel like they've like dwindled a little. Like jumpers, like I don't really wear like tight t-shirts anymore. I wear like baggy t-shirts. I don't know. I don't think that's a good, like, I think that anybody should be able to wear whatever they want personally, no matter what shape, size they are, anything. But me, as we've discussed with the issues that I've got, and fingers crossed, you know, this isn't like, you know, fingers crossed, I'll have some updates to tell you throughout the weeks and we'll get better at it. But yeah, right now we'll wear baggy clothes. So yeah, what is your opinion on cosmetic surgery? I think anybody should be able to do whatever they want. If you want to get this up here, this down here, these tied together, go for it. I'm not going to judge you. Me personally, I've always said I want to get stuff done. I don't know if I'll ever actually do it, but I want to get a nose job. I don't like my nose at all. I want to get my hairline shortened. I feel like I've got a massive forehead. I want to get my teeth done. I hate my teeth more than anything. I'd probably get, above everything else, I'd probably get my teeth done. I want to get like veneers, but then like the upkeep of like them. But anyway, this isn't about me. But yeah, I my opinion on cosmetic surgery is like, do it if you want to. Like, it's your life. If I don't think that anybody should, like, I'm not saying, oh, you need it. Do you know what I mean? I would never suggest that somebody get something or like tell somebody, like, I never want anybody to feel as though they need to get something done. But you personally, if you are unhappy about something and you genuinely think that in getting work done, you would feel better about yourself and your daily life, why not do it? Why not do it? Isn't everything else, every other decision that we make in our lives to feel better about ourselves, literally every single one, get out my face, do whatever you want. I don't get those people that are like, oh my God, they get Botox, that's criminal, like, they've had this done, yeah, her lips are absolute huge, absolute balloon animal, but who gives one? Not me. Oh, that does annoy me. But yeah, have you ever tracked calories? Yeah, we've been through that. Sorry, I'm looking through the questions. Thoughts on making an OnlyFans. For me, I spoke about this. People message me and don't know why, right? People say to me, like, well, not people, not like everyday people, but I get messages like, make an OnlyFans, you would make so much money. Firstly, as we've just discussed, I genuinely could not think of anything worse than me seeing a ceiling to, like, a full-length picture of my naked body or a video. Honestly, I couldn't. And this might seem quite hypocritical. I want to address, like, I do sometimes post, like, topless pictures on Instagram, and that is always, there's this one picture where I genuinely am like, wow, that was when I looked really good. And I'd been to the gym non-stop for like 2 months. I was eating correctly. I was working out well. And then like there are other times where like I'll just finish a workout and I'll have like in my room or something and I'll have like some sort of like pumping like my chest or something, and then I'll be sat there for ages trying to get a good angle to like get a picture, and then I just look back and I'm like, you're just doing it for like validation, like why do you do that? I don't know. Everything just feeds into the idea that I think I just have such a bad body image. I really do. I didn't realize it until I'm saying all this, but I think I really need to work on some things. So yeah, right, I'm gonna finish the questions there because I'm just getting depressed. But yeah. Woohoo! Should we put a fun thing on to make something like that? Yeah, baby! Yeah, cowabunga, dude! Right, anyway, I'm gonna go for another break and I'm gonna try not to cry! And when I get back, I'm gonna talk about something I like, something I don't like. Do you know what? I'm not gonna do something serious this time because I feel like the whole podcast's been serious. It bloody well has been, so. We're just going to do something that I like, something that I don't like. And then do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start a new segment on my podcast where I talk about a little life update. Little life update on what's going on with me. Because a lot of the things that I get is like, tell us more stories about you. So why not just tell you like what's going on in my life that week? Do you know what I mean? So see you after this cutie wooty little break. See you in a minute.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello everybody, and we're a little bit sneaky, little back, and I've had a little break. What is it? That's what I did. I had a little break, and I feel a lot better. So, ready to talk about something that I like, something that I don't like, and then give a cheeky little life update. I need to make a sound. I should make a sound for the life update. Ooh, that'll be fun. I'll do that like in the next week. I always say I'm going to add stuff to the soundboard, but I'm literally so busy all the time. This sounds ridiculous. I work full time. I try to, obviously, go to the gym when I can. When I'm not fighting illnesses. Oh, yeah, whatever. But, cheeky little something that I like this week is Little Mix The Search. And do you know what, guys? I spoke about it in my dislike before, but I've watched more episodes, and I'm telling you now, bloody love it. I love seeing Little Mix on my TV screen. I just love it, honestly. And the, oh my God, if any of you are watching it, or if you don't know what it is, by the way, BBC The Search, it's like Little Mix The Search, Little Mix's new talent show competition, that they, like, TV show. Oh, it's amazing. It's so good. They're basically finding, I think it's six different bands that they're putting through of single artists. So they're like making bands. And then the winner gets to go on tour with them. Oh my God. Obsessed. So they made an all-female vocal group. And when I tell you, I am so excited to see what they pull off in the live shows. They were pretty much, I think they're all girls of colour. No, bar one girl who's from Ireland and she's white. But literally, the voices of these girls is impeccable. I'm obsessed. I don't think you understand. I'm obsessed. Oh my God, that's the sound that I want to add to the soundboard. And I also want to add big boobs. Because that's funny. That's the Nicki Minaj quote, by the way. Yeah. Oh my God, Little Mix The Search, absolute love it, left, right and centre, living it large, obsessed. I don't think you understand, I'm obsessed. I'm definitely adding that to the soundboard. But yeah, like so good, the talent that's emerging, even the, they did like a mixed, oh, I just love it when the girls, I don't really like it when there's boys, sorry, I just don't, that's just me, straight boy action, nah, not about that life. But when the girls are on, oh my God, they're just so talented. And then just seeing Little Mix like playing around, having a joke, being the icons that I know that they are because I'm obsessed with them. But like now a mainstream audience is getting to see their awesome personalities. Oh my God, I just love this show. And it's such a fuck you to Simon Cowell. And I love it. I love it all because Simon Cowell was such a dick to them. Their contract was so awful. And then they left the contract in 2018. And then he started being a dick to them and trying to like, I'm pretty sure he tried to like blacklist them from like certain opportunities and stuff. Oh, and now they've basically said, fuck off, Simon Cowell. We're making a show that's going to be better than the show that you made us famous on, which is iconic. And if anybody remembers, I just made a TikTok about this, so it's fresh in my mind. And when their show got announced, Little Mix's show, Simon Cowell suddenly announced a show called X Factor The Band, where he was going to find the next big band, and every single one of them was shocking, like so bad, and the show got like the worst ratings ever. Nobody watched it, everyone said it was awful, and I just love seeing Little Mix thriving. I love it. I love it so much. Side note, I decided to watch clips of Jesse Nelson's documentary again. Even though I've watched it about 10 times, I decided to watch clips of it just to make myself cry today, and it bloody worked. I was sat in this very chair here, sobbing. Why am I an idiot? Right, anyway, the thing this week that a big fat do not like is Shane Dawson. Now, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. Shane Dawson, I never really liked him growing up. I always thought he were weird. I thought he were unhygienic. I thought he had a weird face. I thought his hair was shit. I thought he was annoying. I remember when he became big, and then it became like a thing of like me and my uni mates, when he was making like the Jake Paul and the Tanner Mojo videos, that's when he became like very mainstream, and like me and my friends would sit around and watch him. But even then, he was like my least favourite person in the like, I only wanted to know about like Jake Paul and stuff. And he was like my least favourite person in it. And I just used to think like, oh, he's grim. Like he pisses in bottles and like leaves them around. He's like, oh, Ryland. Oh my God. Get Cheeto. Get my play button. Oh my God, I've shit my pants. Like so annoying. Like literally so annoying. And I just didn't like him. And then found out, big fat racist. Not even, and when you know, nowadays, if it's like someone's announced to be racist, you might think like, oh, they tweeted the N-word or something like that. No, he full blackface, so full repeatedly saying the N-word, calling black people monkeys, like multiple blackface videos. And somehow I just never knew about that. Like, what? So when he got cancelled, I was like, yeah. And then he came back, and then he made his makeup palette with Jeffree Star, which pissed me off. Why is dirty, dirty Grammar over there, who can't even have a shower, and definitely does not look good? Like, sorry, no judgments on, you know, physical appearance or anything, but I will judge a racist. So Shane Dawson literally looks like shit. His skin is, like, peeling off his face in every video, and he openly says it, and, like, he cannot do makeup for shit. He's so bad at it. And yet he gets to make one of the biggest makeup palettes of all time and benefit from that by earning shitloads of money. No, absolute.
Get that out of my face.
I have no time for that big heifer. Absolute none. I don't like him whatsoever. And yeah, I might be calling him names, so that's not nice. But I will call Shane Dawson names because he's grim. So yeah, that's just my opinion. And sorry if you're one of the unfortunate people that grew up watching Shane Dawson and liking him and then realising, fuck, he's an arsehole and he's fully cancelled now. I don't think he'll ever come back to YouTube. And if he does, he's an idiot, especially after everything that's happened with, like, Black Lives Matter. Like, there's just absolute zero tolerance for stuff like that nowadays. And I just don't want to see him on my computer screen ever again. So, yeah, that's the thing that I don't like. That's the thing that I, big fat, do not... Oh, my God. I pressed the wrong button. Shit. Oh, my God. Oh, I accidentally pressed the bend button. I forgot that we're even there. Oh, my God, that really shit me up then. Right. Guys, we're basically finished the part. Oh, wait, no, I said I'd do a little life update. Cheeky little insy-whittle life update. Oh, sorry, I just looked at the time of my how long I've been going for. I thought I'd been going for 2 hours then, but I can't read. Right, cheeky little life update. So, obviously I'm here. Came back because I was sick. Oh, should I say this? Because, nah, he defo doesn't listen. And I doubt that anybody that knows him listens. Anyway, it's nothing bad anyway. It's just like a life update that I'm like, this is a bit weird, but I'm going to do it anyway. Do you know what I mean? So, should I say this? I don't know. Right, basically, this weekend, upcoming, I've decided I'm going to go and see my ex. And, he's not really my ex. We were never officially together, but we basically were. And we ended on good terms and everything. It's just, I don't really know, guys. Oh my God. I don't know why I'm saying this. Why am I saying this on here? But yeah, it's a life update. I don't care. You guys are in my little fan club. Not fan club. What's it called? Club. Like, members club. Members club. You're like in my members club of In My Brain, so you get to hear everything that's going on. Yeah. I'm going to go and see my ex, pretty much. We ended on great terms, you know, but like, I'd still consider him a friend if I ever needed him and anything. And this is like my most recent guy that I was speaking to. Because basically, I've been in London, obviously been dating, been doing this and that. And I just recently, like oh my God, no, I think I'm going too much into it. Oh, do you promise not to tell anyone? I hope he don't, he might think I'm a proper weirdo if he... I'm not saying anything weird. All I'm saying is, I've recently decided, like, oh, not spoke to him in a while. Miss him. He's an absolutely lovely boy. So I messaged him and I was like, I'd love to see you. I'm back home. He now lives in Manchester. I live near Manchester. So I'm going to go and see him. Nothing. No two ways about it. Do you know what I mean? Absolute lovely boy. And yeah, fingers crossed nothing out of the ordinary goes on and everything's just plain sailing happiness. I don't know why I've mentioned it. Nah, you lot getting all access pass into my head, so that's what's happening. Other than that, then I'm going back to London again, because I've been here for 2 weeks now. So basically, my plan is that then hopefully I'll be able to upload stuff to YouTube, because at the minute, the Wi-Fi at my house is so bad that I can't upload anything. So yeah, you'll get an update of how this weekend goes, probably, if I decide to, or if I decide it's a bit too intense for the pod, then maybe you won't, but yeah, I'm regretting pretty much everything that I've said on this podcast, to be honest with you, so I'm just going to have a sip of my water, and I'll just cry myself to sleep tonight. Do you know what, I've just decided right now, this is absolutely a podcast that I will not be listening to back, because I think I'll just be a little bit upset of all the stuff that I've revealed about myself. But you know what? Like I say, if this can help anybody, then fine. You might be going to see your ex this weekend, are you? Are you Katie? I know we spoke before, Katie. I know you're probably still listening. Are you going to see your ex this weekend? Because if you are, then let's catch up next weekend and we'll see how it goes. Maybe it goes well, maybe it doesn't. Do you know what I mean? Also, Manchester's just gone into tier 3 lockdown, so don't really know what I'm going to do. Because nothing's going to be open. Why is my life a mess? Oh, I pressed the wrong button again. Right, guys, it's got all too much, right? I think we've just got to end the podcast here. This one's been an emotional roller coaster. It really, truly has. I'll update you on everything. Like I say, hopefully I'll have positive updates as far as body image goes. And if you have any issues, I hope that me talking about mine has helped you. I hope you don't think that I'm, like, attention-seeking or anything. I don't want any attention, like... I have such ups and downs. I have such moments where I feel really good about myself, post the topless picture on Instagram, and then the next 3 months, I feel shit about myself. Do you know what I mean? It's so up and down. I'm not saying that I have like these huge, massive problems, but I think everybody secretly does, and I'm just being honest about mine and telling them to a crowd of people, which is probably not the best way to go about it, but I'm doing it, so let's just get on with it. Do you know what I mean? Hope you all had a lovely time. I'd love to say I did, but I pretty much didn't. I've just bared my soul. Don't know why I've done that, but hopefully you feel like you know me a little bit better, or something good's come out of it, who knows. But yeah, I'll see you next week, guys. Don't know what the topic is for next week. It'll probably be about death. I'll probably be like, oh, should we talk about death? Yeah, that's fun. Right, anyway, yeah, have a lovely week, everybody. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll try not to cry as I play out this outro song. Goodbye, everybody. Bye, I'm not really crying, I'm joking. Balikde.
Balikde. Balikde.
Fuck.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.